พรตาลคลายโอรพระครูพิสิทธิ์อตการโน was originally named Klai Sinin. He was born on Tuesday, March 27th, 1876 CE, BE 2419, on the 15th waxing moon of the fourth lunar month, in the year of the rat, at Ban Kok Tua, Tambon Chang Klang, Chang Klang District, Nakhon Si Thammarat Province. He was the son of Mr. In and Mrs. Neo Sinin, with one older sister named Mrs. Peng. From an early age, Porathan Klai exhibited a diligent and obedient character, adhering strictly to the teachings of his parents and teachers. He was well-mannered, gentle, respectful, and beloved by all around him. At the age of 15, he suffered a serious accident while clearing forest land for farming. The bones in three of his toes were shattered and could not heal. Demonstrating extraordinary willpower, he amputated his own toes using a knife and treated the wound himself until fully recovered. In fact, Porathan Klai had lost part of his left leg from an earlier incident during childhood when a tree fell on him at a relative's home in Krabi. The leg became severely infected and had to be amputated. Again, he cut it himself using a sugar palm knife and replaced the missing limb with a bamboo prosthetic. At age 19, on June 30th, in the year 2438 Buddhist era, he entered the Samanera, novice monkhood, at Wat Jandi in Tambon Lakchang, under the preceptor Pra Atikarn Jan, the abbot of Wat Jandi Tungpan. By age 20, he fully ordained as a bhikkhu at the Uttara Kuke Pasima, floating ordination hall, receiving the monastic name Janta Suwanno, under the preceptor Pra Kru Krai Kong Kasuwanno, abbot of Wat Hat Sang. His foundational studies began at home with his father as teacher, learning arithmetic and ancient scripts. He became proficient in both Thai and Korm, ancient Khmer Sanskrit characters. He furthered his education at the home of Nai Kham of Wat Tung Pan in Ban Kok Tua, eventually completing the local curriculum. He then studied the Southern Shadow Puppet Theatre, Nang Talung, under Nai Tong Sok, becoming admired for his handsome appearance and captivating voice. As a monk, he studied Pali language, beginning with the Mulakachayana and Vinaya, monastic discipline, at Wat Pramahatat in Nakhon Si Thammarat, under Prakru Kagao Sri. Later, he entered meditation training in Vipassana at Sampan Hermitage, Prasang District, Surat Thani, under Ajar Nu, the abbot of that temple. Eventually, Prakru Pisit Atagarano attained the ecclesiastical rank of Prakru Sanyabat Chantri, and in BE 2498, 1955 CE, he was elevated to a higher monastic title under royal grant, although he remained popularly known as Porathan Klai. He became the abbot of Wat Suen Khan, Tambon Lai, Amper Chowang, in BE 2445, 1902 CE, and served until his death. In BE 250, 1957 CE, following the construction of a road that split Wat Jandi Tungpan, locals established Wat Tat Noi, Little Chedi Temple, and appointed Pra Kru Kisit Atta Daga No as its abbot. Disciples and laypeople deeply respected Poratan Klai, believing his speech held prophetic power. He always spoke gently and smiled calmly. His standard blessing was, "May you be happy." People feared rebuke from him more than anything, as those whom he admonished often experienced misfortune, while his blessings were said to bring prosperity. His devotees came seeking various sacred objects, holy water, nammon, betel nut, chanmak, sacred rings, yantra cloves, amulets, medallions, cast images, and printed effigies, all of which he generously distributed. Among these, the betel nut chewed by his hand was especially treasured. Miraculous experiences and amulets. A man named Ekachai once recounted a near-death experience in 1907, BE 2450. During a traffic accident, his face was crushed in by 3 centimeters, and his condition was considered fatal. His family resigned themselves to his expected death, but he survived. He firmly believed that no one dies before their destined time, and that even wearing many amulets would not help if one's fate was sealed. That day, he wore only 1 amulet, Poratan Klai's, and from then on never removed it. Reflecting on Sayasart, which means occult science, Ekachai said, "Sayasart is based on belief in sacred forces, miracles, mantras, mysteries, or supernatural powers. But it's inherently unverifiable. Whether it truly works or not remains in question. And most importantly, Sayasart cannot lead to liberation, vimutti. At best, it manifests worldly psychic powers, lokiya, apinya, still bound to the mundane realm and the limitations of unenlightened beings, putuchana. Many people today fall prey to fake Sayasart due to blind belief in falsehoods, while the true essence is overlooked." Passing away. Poratan Klai served the public and the monastic community for decades. On Sunday, November 22, BE 2513, 1970, he fell seriously ill and was transferred to Pra Mongkut Klau Hospital. After 14 days of intensive care, he passed away peacefully on December 5, 1970, at 11:05 p.m., surrounded by doctors and disciples. He lived to the age of 96 lunar years, just shy of a full 90 solar years, having served as a monk for 74 rains retreats, Vasa, and as abbot of Wat Suan Khan for 65 years. To this day, his body is enshrined in a small chedi, Chedi Noi, and has not yet received royal cremation rites. Devotees continue to flock to the temple to this very day.